Hello everyone, and welcome to You Lead, Voices of Youth Entrepreneurship. Think about the last time you solved a real problem. Maybe you've organized something for others, built a small project, helped your community in a new way. Did you ever think of that as entrepreneurship? Most people don't. They imagine entrepreneurs as business owners, startup founders, people with money and networks. But what if entrepreneurship today looks very different?
Welcome to You Lead, Voices of Youth Entrepreneurship. This podcast is part of You Lead, a European project that supports young people in developing entrepreneurial skills for today's social, digital, and green world. You Lead focuses especially on young people with fewer opportunities, those who often have ideas, motivation, and creativity, but not always access to networks, resources, or formal education. The goal is simple: to make entrepreneurship accessible, practical, and meaningful, not as something effortless, but as a set of skills and attitudes that anyone can learn. This podcast is one part of the journey. It's where we reflect, connect ideas, and show how entrepreneurial thinking can be used in real life.
So, what will we actually explore in this series? We will follow a learning journey from the first idea to real action and long-term impact. We start with how ideas become projects, creativity, feedback, and small practical steps. Then, we look at the tools that shape today's world: digital skills, online platforms, artificial intelligence, and the ethical question that comes with them. We also explore purpose, how entrepreneurship today is increasingly social and green, focused on communities, inclusion, and sustainability. And we don't avoid the difficult parts: challenges, mistakes, and failure, and why resilience and learning from setbacks are essential entrepreneurial skills. Finally, we connect everything to the European context. Opportunities like Erasmus+, networks across borders, and how young people can create impact beyond the local environment. So, each episode builds on the last, from ideas to skills to impact to the bigger picture. But before we talk about how to act, which tools to use, or how to create impact, we need to be clear about one fundamental question. What does entrepreneurship actually mean today?
For a long time, entrepreneurship meant starting a company or becoming self-employed. And for many people, that's still the first image that comes to mind. But in today's world, that definition is too narrow. Entrepreneurship is a mindset. A mindset about seeing opportunities, being creative, taking initiative, and having the courage to act even when the outcome is uncertain. What's important is that these are not just business skills. They are life skills, problem solving, critical thinking, teamwork, and responsibility. So when you organize a youth event, start a community initiative, build something digital, or improve a process at work, you're already acting entrepreneurially, even if you never used that word. And this new understanding changes what success in entrepreneurship actually means.
In the past, entrepreneurship was often measured by one thing only: profit. But today, making money alone is no longer enough. We increasingly talked about the three pillars of sustainability: economic, social, and environmental value. Economic value still matters. Project needs resources to survive. But modern entrepreneurship also asks, who benefits from this? And what impact does it have on the world around us? That's where social and green entrepreneurship comes in. Social entrepreneurship focuses on people, inclusion, education, access to opportunities, and community development. Green entrepreneurship focuses on the planet, sustainability, climate action, circular economy, and responsible use of resources. And what's powerful is that many young entrepreneurs don't just choose one of these. They combine them. They don't just ask, how can I make money? They also ask, how can I improve lives? How can I reduce harm? How can I create a positive impact? This way of thinking is not just a trend. It's also reflected in European policies.
At European level, entrepreneurship is recognized as a key competence for life through the EntreComp framework, the European Entrepreneurship Competence Framework, One of its core areas is called Ideas and Opportunities. It focuses on spotting opportunities, creativity and vision, ethical and sustainable thinking, and understanding how ideas can create value for others. Which means entrepreneurship is not only for future business owners, it's for students, youth workers, community leaders, and anyone who wants to shape the environment in a positive way. And this is exactly why entrepreneurship matters so much for young people with few opportunities.
Many young people face barriers. Limited access to education, unemployment, financial pressure, or a lack of role models. Entrepreneurial competences helps them to build self-confidence, initiative, and independence. They show young people that they don't have to wait for opportunities to appear. They can create their own opportunities. Whether it's a small local project, a social initiative, or a digital idea, entrepreneurship gives young people tools to actively shape the future and their communities.
So, what should you take away from today's episode? First, entrepreneurship is about creating value, not just starting companies. It's a mindset you can use in everyday life. Second, entrepreneurs are problem solvers. They identify needs and work toward economic, social, and environmental solutions. Third, the European Union actively supports youth entrepreneurship through frameworks like EntreComp and programs such as Erasmus+, offering learning opportunities, mobility and networks. And most importantly, entrepreneurship is for everyone, regardless of background, education or starting point. And unfortunately, that means today's episode is already coming to an end. But we hope it has given you a new way of looking at what entrepreneurship really means today. In our next episode, we move from understanding entrepreneurship to doing it. How can you turn ideas into action?
Until then, take a look at your own life. Where are you already solving problems? Where could you create value? Stay curious, stay creative.
And remember, change always starts with an idea.